Park City School Board hired a leadership consultant to help them improve communication between board members, administration, and the public. Board member Petra Butler says the training is a result of the community's request.
I think we heard very loud and clear from our community when there was a lot of discussions about how the board was operating and not maybe operating in a manner that the community liked to see. And we heard that very loud and clear. So we took it upon ourselves to how do we do that? And training was one of the options. So that's why we brought in this group to facilitate that.
Butler says the first session went about an hour and a half reviewing the personality profiles each had filled out prior to the meeting. She says their personalities showed they were all very decision-driven.
We had to fill out a questionnaire and answer some different thoughts and ideas about how we would handle certain types of situations. It kind of put us into three categories, whether we were more focused on people, process, or performance. And it was interesting to see how each of the board members on the little chart that presented to us actually fell into which categories and how we could all work together based on how our different perceptions were identified in the process.
Board member J.J. Ellers found the training very beneficial 3.5 years ago when she first joined the school board.
Just the governance issues and the protocol between each other and everything, and that really having somebody come in from the outside and help train and help develop those with the board is very important. And it's a step we had missed really a year and a half ago when Patron Andrew came into the board. Having done it when I came on, I really feel like that we missed it and that this is really something that's necessary, especially when you have 2 to 3 new members on a board. And in our case, we really have 4 new members within the last year and a half to just understand how a board works together and how we, the dynamics of us, and how that works with the superintendent and the other administrators and community and constituents and stakeholders that we deal with.
Butler says the consultant told them they're very good at reactive communication, but she says they're committed to much more transparency.
If we just needed to work on the proactive end, and I think that's something that we realize that we need to do. Exactly how we want to go about doing that is something that we've already talked about as a board with an incoming superintendent about how we want to get information mm-hmm. out. And that whole transparency to take that to the next level.
Some members of the school board are not comfortable with live radio interviews, but Ehlers says it's partly due to her personality, and it has nothing to do with her not wanting to share information.
And I'll be honest, I don't like coming on the radio. And if you look at my personality, I'm more of a logical thinker. So I want my questions so that I know what my answers are going to be. I don't like to be put on the spot. So that's why it's difficult for me to come on the radio, because I'm always second guessing what I'm going to say or whatever. I don't want to give the wrong answer because I haven't had a chance to think it through before I say it.
Butler says 2 of the existing board members joined as appointees and haven't participated in extemporaneous questions and answer sessions, as is typical for candidate debates.
If we knew something was going to be asked that we didn't have on at the Tuesday meeting, that you might let us know so that we can come in prepared. And it's not so that we can have some sort of a stock answer. It's just I would much rather be able to provide an answer than to say, I don't know, I'm going to have to get back to you.
The next school board leadership training is scheduled for August. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.